go out of the cowherd village to herd the cows, our minds are disturbed with the thought that your feet, more beautiful than a lotus, will be tamed by the pricks of the sharp grains of wheat and by the harsh grass and growing plants. Furthermore, you are not only making us miserable today, you try on other occasions also to give us other misery, even at the cost of making yourself also unhappy. This they state in the verse beginning Chalasi. Yut means when. At that time, our minds become ill by imagining that your feet, which are more beautiful than a lotus and very tender, must be tamed by the spikes of the wheat, the grass, and the young sprouting plants. Or else, it can mean, kalilam can be taken to mean accepting, lati, grinati, quarrel. Kalilam can mean accepting, quarrel, lati, grinati. Or lati, grinati, quarrel.
Lati.
Kalaham. So that the condition of such quarrelsomeness is called kali latam. This condition makes our minds quarrel with our own selves, and this quarreling is as follows. O mind, if he were troubled by his wandering into the forest, wouldn't he have left the cowherd village and gone away to the forest to live there permanently? So why do you lament uselessly? Then the mind argues back. Oh, foolish cowherd maiden, the soles of his feet are more tender than even a land-grown lotus flower, and there are stones, grass, sprouting plants, and pebbles in the forest. How then is he not going to experience pain? And then the mind answers back, oh, simple mind, he is walking on the path where the sand is very soft. Again the mind says, ah, undiscriminating girls, aren't the cows grazing along the path and making the path rough? Mind again says, oh mind, you are blinded by love. Doesn't he have eyes to see the stones and the grass? How is he going to step on them? And the mind says, ah, you girls lack any trace of real love. What will happen if he does step on them because of walking swiftly or because of wandering off the path? The mind says, our dear brother, mind, you speak correctly. The Creator has given us life only to make us experience all this misery. The mind says, my dear miserable girls, you please stay alive, but now I, together with your vital airs, am going to leave your body.
It has been given everything, but that you are not giving only pain, but you take yourself pain, feeling pain, and by this we again become painful. What meaning?
He says that Krishna is so cruel that he wants to give the gopis pain so much that he gives himself pain so that they'll feel pain.
That is. so jealousy. When you go to cowherd, with cow and cow's herd, wife, then your lotus feet more sukumar and sukumal.
Sukumal, very so soft, so very soft.
More than lotus. Some pil anku, sasta manjari, mane? Paddy or with something. Not onku, anything.
What?
With.
Grand. Sharp grains of wheat.
Wheat and or paddy. Like sui, sui mane? By the thick garland?
Needle.
More sharp than needle. And Srinankur also. Srinankur means grass. The sprout. You take ten from them. We think that it will be surely you'll have ten from these things. In Sambhavana means it may be. And by thinking so, we become so baffled. As if it is.
Is this verse an example of the pain that I get from remembering Krishna? From the last verse explained that when we remember you, you feel
that you are going to cowherd and these things are done to you. We remember. And then we become so restless. And he has explained how kalaham lati iti kali. Kala means dispute, la mane lati brings, it is kalila, kalaham lati kalahat. So that we quarrel with our man. Man quarrels with us. And he has given this story. O man, if Krishna says, feel any place, any misery, then why did he go daily? He should not go. Why you think like so uselessly? Then mind and heart tells, I need but be Gopali, awfully cowherd girl. You cannot, Krishna feet is certainly soft than lotus and sukumar, and he goes and seal men, pathar, stone, chip, sridanku, the sprout, and so conquer on
the
they will certainly be there. And why they will not go into the lotus feet of Krishna. Before we remember this and become sorrowful, then they tell that, O man, O heart, Krishna does not go upon these things. He goes on komal baluka, soft sand, because he has eyes. So why he will go on thorns and all these things? Then again, man tells if cows will run here and there, they will run here and there, because they have no so sense that they should go on only sand, very soft sand. They run in all these stones and so they will not run on the grass. They will go here and there, and Krishna will have to go to follow the cows. Then mind is telling, go sakal vivek vivek hin bate, that cow has no buddhi, intelligence, but Krishna has eyes. Why he will run on thorns and stone feet and other things? Then man tells, I prem gandha matra rahita. You have not a smell of love, because he will run after cows, and at that time he will have no time to take in his mind that whether cows are there or not. He will run, and certainly they will come. Then gopis are telling, and O Bhrataman, tumi satyai boliyach. Oh, now we understand that you are telling truth. Prapt vidhata, mane Brahma has given our birth only to bhog all these miseries. It's not experience.
Joy. To have one joy.
Then mind is telling that all unhappy gopis, if Brahma has created you only to make you suffering, then you should suffer. But I am getting out of your heart, and with pran I am going from here. Last line.
My dear miserable girl, you please stay alive. But now I, together with your vital airs, I'm going to leave your body.
What is the meaning? That you should remain happy. But I am feeling so kashta for Krishna, so I am going out, and you should die. And I am going.
I means the mind?
Mind. I will not be here, because I cannot tolerate Krishna's certainly getting pain in the head. I cannot tolerate this. And you should be here and tolerate, but I am going just out of body. Gopis are telling that whether in Sanjog or Biyog, both in state, in sabhari, in meeting, always you give us pain, suffering. When you go to cowherd, in forest you go, we always feel separation and kalilata. Kalil means sorrow. Yes. Vishwanath Chakravarti has explained in kalilata a special meaning to quarrel. But his kalil means sorrow. The cows are in number so many. So one cow goes here, one goes there, one goes here. And Krishna has always to follow them. And so that they should not go anywhere. To collect them, Krishna has to do so much effort. And he has go to in bad path.
The road is bad.
Everywhere he has to go. And he takes no rest at all.
No.
All day long, bewildering. What?
Running
here and there. So when we remember this, we become so sorrowful. And that time, thorns and everything that he has told goes in your lotus feet. So we cannot have dharja.
Peace in the mind? No.
Dharja means what?
Calmness and patience.
Patience. In deep meaning they are telling, he is telling, explaining that cows are pashu,
animal,
and they have no wisdom, no thinking power. So they run here and there and go to the very difficult places. They have no idea that when we will go, Krishna will follow us and he will have so much pain in his feet and no rest at all. If they knew cows, then they should not go here and there, not in bad ways. But they have nothing, they are animal, they have no vivek, so they go here and there. So when we remember this, that these are supposed to animals and go here and there, Krishna had to go there, and so many thorns and everything will come. In Harivansh it has been told that where sun rays cannot enter, so dark. So thorns are not seen there. All sprouts, seed sprouts, grass sprouts, and everything, the stones, which are more than thorns, they are not seen in dense forest. And therefore that hundreds and hundreds of these thorns everywhere in the they cannot be
taken out.
They will toot jate hain.
Twist then.
And they are not seen from, and that cannot be catch hold. They go deep, not so deep, but yet in, and they cannot be
removed.
And always thinking. Have you gone without shoes in forest? And very small and very komal, soft tones go everywhere in here to here.
When we went to Ker Kadamba and we walked in the water, many thorns.
The thorns and so many thorns, they will twisted in here and they will not be. They are going in your feet, but they are going not in your heart, but in our heart. They are going in the feet of Krishna. Krishna is feeling nothing, but they are feeling. Only in love, it is seen there.
Because in truth, Krishna is not receiving any pain.
Any pain. But they are here feeling pain. Because you are our Nath and Kant.
Lord and lover.
Both. Kant means lover. More than lover.
Beloved.
So it is not a question of ascharya.
Wonder.
In other sense, he nath, nathati mane give pain to others. You always give us pain. Natha. How? Krishna is telling that you should not have anything like this, that I have so much pain in my heart. You should remove these things. But they are telling you are our kant. We cannot leave this thing. So, if anyone, a kant is going anywhere and he is not returning in time, then beloved wives and beloved anything, they are always thinking, perhaps pain has derailed, anything, calamity has come, but nothing, only some delays. And they are thinking that perhaps we will not meet him. So become so sorrow. So you are kind, so we are bound to do it. Think so. He is telling that if we have love for you, if that love was not in us, then anything could not have done us sorrowful. Only that love makes us so sorrowful. And Kalilata comes in our mistakes are hard. If there was no love, we have no affection to you, anything was not in our heart. So, asakti is the root of all kashta, sorrow. So, but we have naturally asakti to you, so you are feeling so. In this world, if feel any sorrow or anything, only for asakti. If there is no asakti, nothing. So, that asakti towards you is guilty for everything. So, now we think that you should not have any love for you, affection for you. But we have what to do?
We are sold.
Then we pray you that you should cut off or that asakti from her, so that I may not feel so
much
pain. Then Krishna may tell them that mind or heart is yours. You should do what I should do. I have nothing to do with your mind. Your mind. Your mind and heart is yours. So you should cut off. Then they are telling that it is not fault of mind, but it is fault of yours, because you are Kanta. Kanta. Because you are so much attractive, and by that you have affection to you. If you are not so affectionate and not so akarsak, attractive, then naturally you have no love for you. Then everything was right.
So it's his fault.
So this is fault to you. Why you become so beautiful and so lover? And that is why our man has gone to you, our mind and heart has you have taken. So you can do, because it the mind and heart is not with us, and it is with you. So if you want to please us, then don't go to forest by this lotus tree. And you should come and be always with us. That is the remedy.
What you said at the end, the remedy is you come and appear. That's the remedy for all these verses.
So, in every sloka, they pray that you should appear to us.
That is their only and desire.
Then, anything?
In text 10, the gopis say, Dhyana Mangalam. I found it strange to see the word Dhyan.
Dhyan?
Dhyan.
No,
Dhyan. Dhyan.
No, Dhyan.
I found it strange to see that word meditation, because we usually don't think of the gopis practicing Dhyan.
No.
I know it's not a yogi's dhyan, but it was just
only he had remembering.
Huh.
Not dhyan.
No, no.
To remember is your dhyan. When they remembrance comes, they forget everything. Gopis are talking and going anywhere. They are in sahaj samadhi, natural samadhi. When they are going talking and going cooking anything, but they are in samadhi, sahaj samadhi. Sahaj samadhi means
natural, spontaneous,
easy.
Sahajayate means to
come
naturally.
Yeah.
From their birth.
They are talking to you, but they are in samadhi, gopis, sahaj samadhi. They are remembering Krishna.
No need
anyone
to
cannot
practice.
No, nothing. In dhyan. Automatic everything is coming to you, naturally Krishna. That is called sahaj samadhi. Vyasa has to do effort for that samadhi by bhakti yoga. But prem and mahabhav is in gopis, so no requirement of all that thing, bhakti yoga and everything.
No sadhana.
Always samadhi and samadhi. In seeing Krishna, this samadhi comes more deep. And in remembering Krishna, when goes away out of sight, then it becomes more and more deep. Even from seeing Krishna.
Sometimes it's stressed that separation is a deeper feeling than meeting. But sometimes it is also said that meeting is deeper. So how can we understand which is deeper?
When we'll have some realization.
But how should we speak? What should we stress when we...
Now we should try to have any...
Separation.
Realization.
We should pray as Vishwanath Chakravarti and Jiva Goswami has prayed gopis, that we are going to explain, but Brahma cannot explain and any cannot explain. Only by your grace, your mercy, anyone can understand a little bit. So we will be qualified if gopis' mercy comes, and then we can realize all this. Now we are hearing all this only for test, to increase our greed. And it will come to a certain point is that we cannot ally, then they have mercy, and their mercy something we need.
So by analysis it cannot be compared.
Only we are discussing, we are hearing, we are chanting, and all are being to increase our greed in Raganuga. In doing archan, in lakhs of jan, this greed cannot come. But in hearing, it may come very, and it is bound to come. In hearing and chanting. What chanting? Not ordinary thing chanting. All these chanting. What gopis have realized, what that they are telling. And if you have anything test, then greed will go up and their mercy will also come. By bhaji bhakti, no hope. Why? We are giving water to Krishna. In arti, we are by cloth. We are giving shankha jal. We are giving lightning, basin. We are giving offering force, but no feeling here. There are lakhs and lakhs more best qualified things in all these things. So it has been told that in urchin,
in lakhs and lakhs, but we cannot have all these. No certainty. But in this, there is certainty. It will see and hear and discuss all these things by any superior Vaishnava. And if he is a Rasik and Bhav, then what to tell? And especially these things.
You were explaining the pastime at Prem Sarovara, at Prema Sarovara, before Krishna left Vrindavan. And you had explained one point that I remembered. You said that when something in union, the object of your love is outside, but that in separation, the object of your love goes within.
This is called Prem Vaikitya. In making Prem Vaikitya come. And in separation, Vidyunmad and Chitrajalp will come. In meeting, happiness and sorrow both will come. And in Chitra and Vidyunmad also it will come. In Prem Vaikitya, both are sitting together. Radhika is sitting in the laps of Krishna. Krishna is talking. But Madhumangal tells that I have driven out this
bumblebee,
Madhusudan, and he will not come again. And he became in Prem Vaikitya. Yet, sitting together, but where Krishna, where Krishna, where? This is Prem Vaikitya. So much suffering, feeling separation, and became spent. In Chitrajalpa, he is outwardly with Krishna, but inwardly he thinks that Krishna is not here. And in Dibyonmad or Chitrajalpa, in separation, she thinks that I have met Krishna. And that meeting is fully, and it gives joy in what?
In the heart?
In heart. Mm. And fully mixed with Krishna. But outwardly, no meeting. And there, they are meeting, but yet separation is there. So Krishna tells that both are, I cannot help Gopi. It is better that I should go far away, that they would meet in separation. But if I am here, they always feel pain. So I should go forever.
Seems like Krishna always causes pain. If he's there, they feel pain. If he goes,
he says that Mukunda. He thinks that to feel pain myself is better. That gopis should have some happiness. And gopis also felt like so. I should feel sorrow or pain in our heart. But Krishna should be pleased. And seeing this, gopis have some consolation, being in Vrindavan. and Krishna has some
consolation.
Being in Mathura Arba, that gopis are somewhat happy. And they think that he is happy with all the
queens
and all sons and everything. With Kubjahi, he is feeling joy. He says, don't disturb Krishna. And Krishna is thinking that in separation, in Prema Vaishishya and in not Prema Vaishishya, in Modan Mohandasa, in Dibya Unmad and Pralap, as Dhamargi, Pralap, they are feeling so much happiness. They should be happy. If I am there, they will die. In whole world, in any epics or any books, these kinds of love has not been explained or written. So high, deep love. They may die, but they don't die. Because when Krishna will hear this, he will feel sorry. So we should not make Krishna so sad. And Krishna also thinks, I should not die. Because if they will hear that Krishna had died, then they will be so much feel pain. So each other they want to make hell. This is called pure love.
So when we hear the reasons why Krishna left Vrindavan to kill Kamsa, to be with Vasudeva and Devaki, these are actually external reasons.
But it most
essential prime reason.
Prime reason is it. So please go.
Maharaj, one other question. Why did Raghunath Das Goswami worship Govardhan as Vrijendranandana Krishna when his mood is as...
As a sadhak, he was always feeling separation. I have no prem. I have not seen Krishna. And always in sadhana. So have darshan of gopis and have the mercies of gopis and Krishna. Anything, whether it has no value at all. Only kar liya? But anything, not valuable. Only Gurudev gets.
Not too easy.
This is so precious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave anything door coping to Rai Ramananda, and he gave it to Pratap Rudra when his son came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Ramananda prayed Mahaprabhu that you should give him something. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his door and coffin to that boy, and that boy took it and gave it to his father. What his father did?
Worship God.
For whole. So Krishna is giving anything to gopis. What they will do? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami, that Sila, and he used it.
Gunjamala
and that.
Gunja Malo, he was seeing as Radhika.
And derived to Krishna. For them. But when I see Govardhan, I want to see him as a Govardhan, as a bhakta, as gopis have seen him. So much helpful in meeting Krishna. If there was no Giriraj there, no Kunj was there, no cow herding there, not meeting of no Kusum Sarovar, no Radha Kunda, nothing. So it came only by Govardhan. So Govardhan, they have told Haridasa Varija. We only want to see Govardhan as in faith, not in Krishna. Because if he is in that mood, we will attain some more mercy of Buddha and Govardhan. Krishna will give what he has. But Asya, Giriraj Govardhan, gopis, Vrindavan, they are all Asya. Manjaris are all Asya. They can give the affection that they have for Krishna. Krishna, what? He is Vishaya friend, so he can just do something. So what is the use of that?